thank you. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for the many things that you do to build up St. Francis. And a number of you have been turning in pledges for 2021. Thank you for that. That's thoughtful in the way that you look ahead with that. It's very, very good. I want to concentrate on one aspect of what it is to be God's building today. And as I was preparing that and thinking about that, a couple of different times of building came to my mind. One was some years ago, we were building our own house in Pennsylvania. And we went to a contractor, of course, but we were responsible for some parts of it. The main part of it was the interior painting. And the painting was a big job, but we did it. We just went ahead and did that. And then later on, the church that we were serving, St. Mary's in Pennsylvania, the church itself became the contractor, the general contractor. And our members went out and got different contractors to come in. And many of us did a lot of the work on that building, which is just a beautiful, beautiful building. In fact, I have a picture of it right over here. Here it is. I just thought of that. And this is just half of what we did. There's another half coming out this way. Absolutely gorgeous. Some of our members climbed up the spire to make sure that the cross got on top while it was being lowered down. It was just above and beyond, I thought. But we did it. And then, of course, there's St. Francis, where the remodeling of that house to become a place of worship was a very wonderful time together. There was a lot of work to it. Of course, Bill Weatherford oversaw that project, and many people worked together on that. It was a wonderful, wonderful time that still informs us and helps us to move ahead in all that God has for us. Today, we mark the 10th anniversary of our first public worship in that building. It was dedicated in June, the following June, by Bishop Johnston on June the 10th. And so we could pray that on Sunday, the 13th of June, which is the Sunday after the 10th, we actually might be able to be together in that building and come together and celebrate the day it was dedicated. There is a similarity that I want to point out in each of these instances, and the similarity is this. In each one, the future occupants of the building were part of the workforce. And we were part of the workforce happily. I mean, you couldn't have held us back in either of those cases. For our house, it was for the growth and strength of our family. For the church there in Pennsylvania, it was for the great things God was doing among us. For St. Francis, it was out of deep gratitude for the wonderful, joyful, welcoming fellowship that we could be part of and people in the future would be part of. Our hearts were given over to that purpose for the building. And that's the way that it is with Jesus, in the way that we follow Jesus. What we're going to see here is that Jesus is a builder. And there's several times he talks about that. And we'll see that he is building a building right now, and that's his church. And we are part of the workforce that builds the building that Jesus is putting up, that he's constructing. And that's where the reading that Diane read just a few minutes ago from 1 Corinthians is very, very powerful and very specific. And the one of the verses there, the first one, "For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building." It sounds a bit there like Paul is jumping all over the place. And of course he does sometimes. But right here in the same phrase, in the same sentence, we have two metaphors, kind of mixed metaphors. And one is you're God's field, the other is you are God's building. And they just, they, you know, you kind of wonder, what is Paul talking about here? What's going on with that? Why two and not just one? So I thought we'd look at that. In fact, you know that if you had written a sentence like this when you were in school and you had handed that in, it would have been handed back to you to be corrected. And they would have put somewhere there mixed metaphors. What's going on? Why are you doing this? All right. Well, I want to show you that this is really not entirely mixed metaphors as it appears. To us, it looks that way. However, the metaphor is not the field and it's not the building. It's the workers that Paul is pointing to here. The field equals the Garden of Eden. The building equals the temple of God. And in both cases, God called on his people to be co-workers in both projects. And that's ongoing right now. The restoration to the Garden of Eden is what Jesus is working for. And also the building of his church is what Jesus is doing. You may remember that one thing that Jesus said to Peter was, I will build my church. Upon this rock, I will build my church. And he's building his church right now. A lot of people will, especially as Christmas comes by, will remember that Joseph was a carpenter. At least that's what he's called, a carpenter. What the Greek suggests and other things about the culture is that he was actually a builder, like a contractor, building houses and other things. And Jesus today is still the builder. He was raised in that house. He was raised in a builder's house. And he's still a builder, using us to build his house. He calls us to be co-workers with him in that. And he calls us to build each other up. That's how we build the house of the Lord. Building each other up. Edifying each other is what you might call it. Making an edifice out of what we edify. The Colossians encouraged each other with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. In Hebrews, we were told to encourage each other to keep meeting together. It's always this theme of encouragement that's going through the Bible, and it's that encouragement that builds his people and builds the church. The gifts that Jesus gives you are the gifts that are used to build each other up. When you're growing in your faith and encouraging others, you're building the church. You are God's building, is what Paul says. He doesn't point to anything else. He points to us and says that we are God's building. You are the builders as well as the place where the Spirit of God lives. He lives within us. He lives within us individually. He lives in us when we're together. He lives with us completely all the time. We are the ones who are the building of God. And he keeps building us up through each other. Now, the question I think comes up, how do we do this? How do we build the building of God? How do we join in with Jesus in building the church? And the answer is very much like the answer that happens almost every week, by the grace of God. It's by the grace of God that we do that. And in fact, the second verse in our reading today says, according to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation and someone else is building upon it. All of that happens by the grace of God. Everything Jesus asks us to do, including building each other up, takes the grace and power of God to do. And that's the source of everything we do to follow Jesus. When we start wondering, I wonder how so-and-so is, or I wonder what's going on with this group over here. I wonder what's happening with so-and-so's project that they were doing. That's the prompting of the Holy Spirit. That's the Spirit tapping you on the shoulder. That is the Spirit of God drawing you closer. Sometimes some of us call that a kairos moment. It can just be the thought coming through your mind. What's happening with this person? And then you just start asking God, why are you bringing this to my attention? Why do you want me to think about this? What do you want me to do about it? And that's the door for the grace of God to start coming in. And what happens as you act on that and take the steps that Jesus wants you to take is that the church is then built. It's built up. He is building his church through us and with us. And all of that is by his grace. None of it is us having to think up how this works and what we need to do and come up with our own plans so that hopefully God will bless them. It's that Jesus is already the master builder. Jesus is already at work, and he's inviting us in to join him by encouraging and building one another up. Now, sometimes, as you know and perhaps have experienced, what happens is that something goes on and somebody does something or says something in the church that we find offensive in one way or another. Or they do something we just don't like, or something that's never been done that way before, or whatever it may be, but it's negative. It can be hard to build that person up. It can be hard to think about, what do I do to build that person up? Because we're thinking, what can I do to get that person corrected or straightened out? And the question that I think that Jesus would have us come up with, that he would put in our minds, is this: what is Jesus telling you about this incident or this person? Because we already know what we think, and we probably know what some others think too about how that went on. But the question is, what does Jesus want us to see about it? And then you go from there into what Jesus is showing you about yourself and about how to move ahead and about what's going on with that other person. And in that way, the church is built up. And it might seem to us like that's a small step, or that's not going to make any difference, or all other kinds of things that we think are the situation there. But when it's the direction of Jesus, remember, we're following the direction of the one who's building the church. When we receive the grace and power of Jesus, we're receiving the grace and power of the one who is at work building the church right now. And that's what we join in with. Our goal is to be God's building, to build each other up so that more and more we become the temple of the Holy Spirit, which we already are, but we want to become a richly decorated temple of the Holy Spirit. And that's what Jesus is calling us into. So I think the challenge, as we think about how it's been 10 years in the building and things that have gone on there, and how we cared for it, how we've met each other in there, how we've encouraged each other as we have met there and met in other places, and how all of that has gone on, the challenge is to keep asking, Lord Jesus, how can I be part of building up the church? What would you have me do for that? How do I fit in to your plan to build the church? And see where that takes you. He'll answer that. He'll answer that very powerfully and profoundly. And then let him open up the relationships that will be God's building, that will have his building become stronger and more established and have a wider reach, because that's what he's called us to. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the one who calls us into building with you, to be co-laborers with you and co-workers. We ask that you would build your church. You would build it through us and with us. You would help us to be lifting one another up and encouraging one another, and that you would give us your grace and your power and your prompting to do that in every way that you desire. And we ask that for the glory of your name. Amen.